It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Now hit me. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Grilling Guys Show. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am flying solo today, but actually I got a co-pilot here by the name of Conrad joining me.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, Jop is missing in action, and my co-host that was supposed to be coming in here called in sick, so dog ate her homework. Anyway, I'm not surprised. But it's good because Conrad's a good wingman, and he's much more experienced than me, actually. But I'm also going to lean on our board of directors today for some help with the show. And first on the grilling line right now from Cajun Country is T-Gid.
Hey. Good morning.
How are you, brother?
How you
doing? Oh, just better than I deserve.
That's awesome, bro. Good to hear from you guys. The weather down here is just fine, a little soggy, but football season's got everybody all spruced up, man.
Well, that's kind of the theme of the show is we want to get talking about some tailgating. And I got to see my Detroit Lions last Saturday, and they won a game, which is good because we're kind of abused fans. We've got about a 30-year bad spell, but we're still praying.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Saints fan, and we did that thing about, you know, for about 40 years. So, you know, it'll change. You know, the pendulum swings both ways, Bob.
You still got the breeze?
No, we don't have no breeze, but we got a stable of receivers, and we got a pretty good quarterback, Jameis Winston. If he's healthy, I think we can go deep into the playoffs, man. Got a great defense. Defense is pat, so bring it on. Let's go. How long?
Well, here's how it goes for me. You know, these are just overpaid, spoiled kids that we enjoy watching, and I'm not going to make a penny if they win or lose. I don't bet on them, you know, and it won't change my day. If they lose, I'm not going to be sad and have a bad week. I'm just going to be like, okay, let's go smoke some meatloaf. So
you're a winner either way.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
That's right, because I got me a Cajun grill.
Yeah, you do.
So if you're listening to T-Gid, his name is Keith Guidry. He's from the Percy Guidry Company out of Lafayette, Louisiana. And they are the makers of the Cajun grill. And now you got the new Cajun Pro been out for a couple of years. How's that working?
Man, it's been good. You know, we had a changing of the guard, though. You know, we sold the rights to the Cajun grill to a company, and they're in the process now of you know, doing their due diligence and getting their product priced out. So it should be reintroduced into the market, we're hoping, like early part of next year.
Okay, cool. Well, mine must be 10 years old now. And
it still looks good. I see you on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, it's my go-to piece. I'm about ready to sand it down and paint it. I had to take my shelf off, which to fit it into the new spot. I got a grilling shack behind the garage now that's really awesome. And to fit all these pieces that I've got in there, that shelf had to go. But I got a nice stainless patio cart from Garrett's Appliance, one of our sponsors here. And that fits in there beautiful. So I have a stainless shelf next to it. And I got to tell you that my Cajun is the old one. It's the black mid-sized one, the 600 series, I think it was.
Right.
So that black painted shelf with all the stuff I set on that, you know, tomato sauces and what that spill, meat juices, whatever, that does eat the paint up after a while. So the paint was starting to flake and it would want to rust, and so taking it off just makes the Cajun look that much better. But anyway, enough about that. Want to talk about how Cajuns prep for a tailgate session.
Well, I sent you that video last night.
I know.
That's how I used to roll, Bob. Getting up there in age, bro. We downsized the booth, so to speak, a little bit, you know. But, man, back in the day, you know, you can go to Cajun Field even today. You can go to LSU Stadium, you know, and walk around the tailgating spot, and what you'll find are a lot of, you know, serious equipment, man. I mean, you'll find barbecue grills, you'll find griddles, you'll find big cast iron cauldrons, cooking jambalaya and gumbo and fricassees, and, you know, all the Cajun staples that we're known for.
Wild.
You know, and we don't hold back, bro. You know,
you go to some
stadiums, you know, and they're like, no, this is just for us, man. Y'all got to keep walking. You know, it's very typical and almost like imperative that if you're a guest from out of town and they notice that, they'll welcome you in like family into their booth and just feed you until you can't take it anymore, you know?
Well, Spartan Stadium as well. And I've done quite a few tailgates down at University of Michigan as well. But those were generally bigger events by sponsors and law firms that brought us in and paid us to cook for them. So those were generally tents, and you didn't just wander into somebody's tent, you know, because especially when you got 100 lawyers in there, it's not a good idea.
You would leave a little embarrassed, I'm sure.
Yeah, lock your wallet in the car.
There you go.
But where we tailgate in one of the parking lots at Spartan Stadium, it's usually a bit overdone. We get a little carried away, so we have so much food and so much going on. We love it when the seagulls fly in and grab a piece. You know, and it's the funny thing is I've got a nephew down in North Carolina. He'll come up for Spartan games, and he always makes it a point to seek me out if I'm there cooking for anybody, and that's just fun. You see all these old faces over the years, and they get to be old faces too. But tailgating is just so much fun. And I
was asked by an ESPN reporter one time. He was a beat reporter for ESPN.com, and he said, "Let me ask you. This was at halftime. We actually can go out the stadium, you know, refresh ourselves and then go back in the stadium." And so we're out there refreshing everything. And this reporter comes up to me and he says, "So let me ask you, what's more important, the food or the football?" And I said, "Well, that's an unfair question. I can't answer that." He said, "Well, no, it's a fair question. And I'm asking you again, is it about the food or is it about the football?" And I said, "Dude, that'd be like asking me, do I love my wife or my dog more? Okay, I mean, I love them both, you know, and I can't pick just one, you know." And he kind of chuckled and he said, "No, I'm serious." He said, "You got to pick." And we went back and forth for about 5-10 minutes.
What is ESPN?
And I finally just said, "Look, next question. I'm not going to answer it." He said, "Well, you already have." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The football game started about 10 minutes ago, and you're still out here, you know." So it is about the food.
Well, and, you know, it's not uncommon for people to get carried away tailgating and not even go into the stadium.
Well, that was one of the biggest problems. I mean, that's why the Cajuns were kind of like the Saints, kind of like maybe what you described as the Detroit Lions. You know, we didn't have a good winning program for quite some time. And, you know, we were tasked by some of the administration with the university to help brainstorm and help facilitate more attendance at the games, and they wanted to do something like give away a free spatula, you know. I said, "Come on, man.
Who wants to carry a spatula into a game? You can't even take it into the game."
Yeah, what they gonna do with a free spatula?
Get a spanking.
I said, this has to have some weight. So we brainstormed it, and we got one of the local truck dealerships to donate a red truck, which is that's our color,
nice.
Vermilion red. And we got one of our manufacturers of our grill. It actually was pretty cool. It hooked up to your draw tight hitch, and it had a stabilizer on it. It had a little gas grill on it with cabinets and sound system and a television. It was pretty neat. And so we got all that donated and we parked it. And they said we want you to showcase it. So we parked right in the front of the stadium. And that video I sent you is where we ended up, which is right at the base of the entrance of the stadium. And we just stayed there. We were like nailed to the ground for like 25 years. And we started out kind of small, and it just kept growing. And I'm telling you, people would come to our tailgating spot who never came to a football game ever for the Cajuns.
And they were hooked.
And came for the food and the fun, yeah.
Hey.
And they would go to the game. And, dude, we made thousands and thousands of people fans of football.
T-Gid, hang on. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be right back.